This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of some great reasons why you ought to want to go to heaven. For the past several times, we've been studying about this lesson, and we've been doing it in a rather unusual way, in the sense that we have imagined a mother writing a letter to a son who is not a Christian. The mother is a Christian, but the son is not. And she's writing to explain to him why she wants him to go to heaven. At this point, the son has written and said that other things are more important. Making money in business, doing this or that, gaining the glory of the world, all of this is important. But heaven is an idle, visionary dream in the mind of his mother. But now his mother is talking to him about it. And I continue with the 6th reason that she offers to him as to why she wants him to go to heaven. Imagine with me now as we read this letter. Again, my son, I want you to go to heaven because heaven is a place which is free from sin, free from filth and unrighteousness. On this earth, almost in every direction we turn, we see degradation. We see crime. We see people killing one another, people hating one another, people involved in immorality of indescribable kinds. But heaven is a place which is free from all of that. It is a place which has a wall great and high, which no enemy can penetrate. It is a place from which all the filth of mankind has been excluded. I remember, my son, when you were a boy in college, that you came to your father and me and told us of some terrible sins into which you had fallen. Think of the degradation, the filth, and the sin that was in your life at that time. And think of how guilty you felt about it. Think of the degradation, the filth, and the sin that was in your life and in the life of your associates. Think of how guilty you felt. Think of the degradation you have seen among your friends in this world, and then recall that God has prepared a place where there will be no sin, no death, no decay, and above all, no sin and no filth. Everything that is unclean will be outside of heaven. Doesn't this fact make you want to go to heaven? It causes me, my son, to want not only myself to go, but to want you to go. That entails that I must want you to become a Christian and to live faithfully for Christ, so that when your life is over, you will spend eternity in heaven. And then there is a 7th reason why I want you to go to heaven. It's because it's a place where the right ambitions of both men and women are realized. You know, on this earth there are many shattered dreams, many failed ambitions. But there will be no shattered dreams, there will be no failed ambitions in heaven. My son, you know how you and I and other people have striven for the fulfillment of petty ambitions, and how many times we have failed to reach those things. And many times when we have reached them, we have seen them turn to ashes, as it were, in our hands, with the realization then that they were really worth nothing. Oh, my dear son, if only I could find the right words to help you to understand that being right with God is the only really important thing in human life. To realize that to go to heaven is to reach the final, the ultimate goal and ambition of man is the reason why I want you to go there. It's why I want to go there. And then there is an 8th reason why I want you to go to heaven, because it is a place of rest. I remember reading so many times in the 4th chapter of the book of Hebrews, a chapter in which God tells us of his people wandering in the wilderness, and as they drove steadily each day toward the land of Canaan, the promised rest of the day. I remember how, when you were a little boy, you, your father, and I talked of the vacation we were planning for the coming summer. I remember how we looked forward to a time of rest when we could be away from our labors and cares. Now, to realize that God has prepared a place of perfect rest makes me want to go there, and I want you to go there. But our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been in our audience. May God bless and keep you until we meet again is my sincere prayer.